You are listening to the Ballade que Villon fait à la Roquette de sa mère pour prier Notre-Dame, set to music by Claude Debussy, sung by the French soprano Flore Wend. A page from this week's edition of Anthology. Fleetwood. Each Sunday at this time, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the Poetry Center of the Young Men and Young Women's Hebrew Association in New York, brings you Anthology, a selection of readings from poets, past and present, and the music to accompany their poetry. This week, Poetry in Song. Our guests by transcription, Flore Wend, Leonard Warren, and Mac Harrell. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? These four opening lines have as familiar a ring to them as almost any of the many poems which are collectively classified as the world's great poetry. Written by the English poet William Blake, Tiger, Tiger is one of five Blake poems chosen by Virgil Thompson to be set to music, expressly for the magnificent baritone voice of Mac Harrell. The work was commissioned for the Louisville Orchestra. Concerning his compositions, Mr. Thompson wrote, "It is my hope in selecting these poems to give a compact but complete view of Blake's humane philosophy. I did not attempt to include his prophetic ideas as expounded in the Hermetic writings." To open this week's program of Poetry in Song, we'll hear two of the five William Blake poems. Eugene Ormandy conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra. On a Columbia Masterworks LP, Mac Harrell sings Tiger, Tiger and the Land of Dreams.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand the fire? And what shoulder and what heart could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when the heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? Awake, awake, my little boy. Thou wast thy mother's only joy. Why dost thou weep in thy gentle sleep? Awake, thy father does thee keep.
Mac Harrell has sung two poems by William Blake, with music composed by Virgil Thompson. Eugene Ormandy conducted the Philadelphia Orchestra on a Columbia Masterworks album. Our poetry and song program for this week's edition of Anthology covers the works of poets and musicians from three different countries, America, England, and France. Incidentally, while we're in a geographical mood, we'd like to thank the Armed Forces Radio Service, who, starting with last week's program, are now recording Anthology for distribution to the men and women of our armed forces around the world. We're very pleased and very proud to be so honored. Continuing now, we turn to France to hear Trois Ballades de François Villon, set to music by Claude Debussy and sung on a beautiful Haydn Society album by the gifted French soprano Flore Wend. Very few poets have lived a life as filled with drama as that of François Villon. Villon, outcast, thief, perhaps even a murderer, and yet a man who ranks with his opposite, Dante, as one of the greatest poets of the Middle Ages. The Trois Ballades of Villon were set to music by Debussy in May 1910, but were not performed in their original form with piano accompaniment until February of 1911. In the song cycle, we'll hear Ballade de Villon à sa mie, the Ballade of Villon for his lady, Ballade que Villon fait à la requête de sa mère pour prier Notre-Dame, Ballade that Villon wrote at the request of his mother to pray to Our Lady, and Ballade des Femmes de Paris, the Ballad of the Women of Paris. Flore Wend sings Trois Ballades de François Villon, composed by Claude Debussy. Madame Wend is accompanied on the piano by Odette Gartenlaub.
Pour ce beauté qui Oh! joie sans crainte ne paraisse.
Ballade de François Villon, a song cycle composed by Claude Debussy, recorded for a Haydn Society album in the Sala Adyar in Paris, March 1954. Madame Flore Wend, soprano, Odette Gartenlaub at the piano. The final portion of this week's program of Poetry and Song sends us traveling again, this time eastward to India, for a poem by the renowned English poet Rudyard Kipling, whose verse, filled with a fire, violence, and infectious vigor, have inspired many a composer, resulting in a series of beautiful songs which are heard on concert stages around the world. Notable among these are the colorful poems which originated during Kipling's early life in India, later grouped into a collection known as Barrack Room Ballads. In the rowdy language of the British Tommy, these poems vividly picture the life, emotions, desires, and philosophy of the colonial soldier of yesterday. From the Barrack Room Ballads, we've chosen Danny Deever, for which the late Walter Damrosch created a stirring musical setting. It's a brilliantly dramatized story concerning the hanging of a soldier, as told in a dialogue between a terrified files on parade and the hard-boiled color sergeant. With Frank Black conducting the RCA Victor Orchestra, Leonard Warren sings Danny Deever by Rudyard Kipling.
What are the bugles going for? Said files on parade. To turn you out, the color sergeant said. What makes you look so white, said files on parade. I I'm dreading what I've got to watch, the colonel sergeant said. Oh, there I'm in Donegal, you can hear the dead march play. Said files on parade. It's bitter cold, it's bitter cold, the colonel sergeant said. What makes that front rank man fall down? Said files on parade. A touch of sun, a touch of sun, the colonel sergeant said. They are hanging Davidiva, they are marching of him round. They have halted Davidiva by his coffin on the ground. And he'll swing in half a minute for a sneaking soul. Was right and cut to mine, said files on parade. He's sleeping out and far tonight, the colonel sergeant said. I've drunk his beer a score of times, said files on parade. He's drinking bitter beer alone, the colonel sergeant said. They are hanging Donegal, you must mark him to his place. For he shot a comrade sleeping, you must look him in the face. 900 of his county and regiment disgrace.
So black again the sun, said files on parade.
It's Danny fighting hard for life, the colour sergeant said.
What's that whimpers overhead, said files on parade.
It's Danny's soul that's passing now, the colour sergeant said. For as long with Danny Deva, you can hear the quick step play. The regiment's in column and they're marching us away. Oh, the young recruits are shaking and they want their beer today. Arthur Hannon, Danny Deva, in the
next week on Anthology, we can promise you an exciting and dramatic poetic adventure as we listen to excerpts from the 15th century morality play, Everyman, starring Mr. Burgess Meredith. This is a new Cadman album and will be heard for the first time on the air next week. Anthology is brought to you transcribed in conjunction with the Poetry Center of the YM and YWHA in New York. This has been an NBC radio production, written and directed by Draper Lewis. Until next week, and excerpts from Everyman, this is Fleetwood wishing you good luck and good reading.